Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Wednesday.
That is true.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good. Well, welcome to the Tech Table. Today we're talking, this is Web Wednesday, so we always have a web theme. And today we're going to talk about energy efficient homes.
Yes, and that's apropos right now.
Well, it is.
Well, all the time, really.
Yeah, but as we finish up this long, cold winter.
Cold winter.
Absolutely, that we've been going through. Then, yeah, we're gonna talk about how your energy efficiency in your home can make a big difference. And of course, it does make a big difference as a homeowner. I know this. You know, if you just even turn off the lights, and that's something. It seems like the more people you add to your household, the more lights stay on all the time.
True. They're in different rooms and such.
Yeah. So just basic things like turning off the lights. So yeah, I'm definitely tired of paying for all the heating.
Yes.
That our house takes, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous, it seems like, at times, but yet it's wonderful to be warm. So count your blessings, you know. Absolutely. So yeah, so what do we have here, Diana, today?
Well, a few websites that you might find of interest and helpful. There's homeenergysaver.lb.gov. They have an online energy assessment tool. So you plug in your information for your home, get specific recommendations to help you reduce your energy costs. It even shows the payback period for the added cost of energy efficiency upgrades that you might make.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's great. What else?
DSIREUSA.org. That's DSIREUSA.org is a database of tax credits and other financial incentives that you can use to help offset energy efficiency upgrades for your home and business. For example, get up to $3,000 in state tax credits for just adding solar to your home.
Well, that's cool. You know, I once talked to a solar guy, you know, when solar was getting real hot there.
Mm-hmm.
I once talked to a solar guy about, I said, you know, what's it going to take to offset, you know, the cost of the energy we use in this house? And he came over and, like, did his whole energy study thing and used, like, the last 12 months of utility bills and all this stuff. And he said, basically, you need 3 acres of solar panels.
Wow.
And I said, thank you. That's great. Now, obviously, if you know, we have a big old historic home, so it does take a lot of energy. But yeah, I hear that it may not be that bad.
No,
but,
I don't think for most cases.
Not for most cases. I did not put in 3 acres of solar panels anyway. It was going to be like...
And perhaps the technology has been, you know...
Well,
improved
I hope
by then too.
I hope so. Well, and you know, and I know at many, many cities that have utility programs, they have a lot of rebates available. You know, if you put in a new water heater that's energy efficient, you get so much off your bill, that sort of thing, just to increase your energy effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are some quick and relatively inexpensive things you can do to save energy in your home.
Yeah.
And that's use a programmable thermostat, which of course works great.
Yes.
And then use smart power strips, which they manage power so you don't have to.
Yeah. Make sure your ceiling fans are turning in the right direction for the season.
Yeah, people don't think about that.
No. So you push air up slowly in the winter and down quickly in the summer.
Right. Here's another one. Vacuum your refrigerator coils and fan frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one. Absolutely. Change that furnace filter frequently too. Take the screens off of the windows in the winter to let more light or warmth in. Absolutely. A lot of great things. And that's all, you can find it all online. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.